Now, Prague is home to some of the most exquisite medieval architecture, not to mention some of the best beer in Europe. But the number of foreign tourists was down some 20% in the first 3 months of this year. Bad news for a city so dependent on tourism. The Prague Tourist Board has even taken the unprecedented step of outsourcing the running of 7 of the city's most famous towers to a private company. But as I've been finding out, not everyone is happy with the idea. The chimes of the famous Orloi in the Old Town Square, a medieval astronomical clock that's one of the most instantly recognisable symbols of Prague. Each hour, on the hour, the chimes are accompanied by a jerky procession of painted wooden disciples and other figures, to the delight of the tourists below. But those crowds are definitely thinner these days. That 20% drop in the number of tourists is almost palpable, and the city's hotels, restaurants and tourist attractions are really feeling the pinch. Yaroslava Novakova is the deputy director of the Prague Tourist Board.
We are fighting to bring tourists back to the city of Prague. It is the question of promotion, it is the question of new attractive programs, it is the question of maybe also a new structure. We cooperated also with Czech Tourism, which is the official tourist board for the whole Czech Republic. And we are making together the strategy how to be more attractive for our potential customers.
The Orloi hangs on the south wall of the 13th century old town hall, a Gothic masterpiece whose tower is visible from much of Prague. Indeed, the Czech capital is often called the City of 100 Spires, but here's the problem. Thousands of foreign tourists pass those spires each day, but only a few go up them, as I found out from quizzing this visitor from the United States.
We heard a lot of people really enjoyed Prague. And we took a river tour, ended up in Prague. We're spending 3 days here and find it fascinating. It's a city full of history, and the architecture is very nice with the churches and stuff, the old town, the Jewish town, and the center square here. So.
Can I ask you, do you know what this building is?
It's a building that's got a very interesting clock where these characters come out and slowly shake their heads. But aside from that, no, that's all I know.
So you don't know the name or...
I don't recall names.
Do you know if you can visit it or not? Or do you...
I do not know.
Okay, that's good. That answers my question, because they're trying to get more and more people inside. You can actually visit it through the Tourist Information Center there and go right up to the top where people are standing. But you didn't know that.
Did not know that.
That lack of information should soon be a thing of the past if a private company called ABL has its way. From August the 1st, the Prague Tourist Board is handing over the running of 7 famous Prague towers, including the 2 towers on either side of Charles Bridge, the Old Town Hall, and also the mini Eiffel Tower on Petrine Hill, to the company, which has some rather innovative ideas on how to draw attention to them. ABL says it will place trumpeters at the top of the towers in a bid to entice more tourists to go up them and create more revenue for the city's coffers. Greeters and town criers in historical costumes will mill around at the bottom, and there will, says ABL, be more information in foreign languages and much livelier historical explanation. Zuzana Frialfova is the company's spokeswoman.
I'll give you an example. The tower on the Malostrana side of Charles Bridge is, I think, the least visited of all 7 towers, which is certainly a shame. The reason for that might be that the view from the towers is the same, or at least similar. After a tourist has climbed all the way up those steps to the top of the tower, he or she has little inclination to climb up another one. So what we want to do is to make it worth their while climbing up the other ones as well. And that's what our plan is all about.
The plan, however, is not to everyone's liking. This is the first time Prague's cultural monuments have been outsourced to a private firm. There were no other bidders in the tender, and what's more, ABL's primary business is providing security guards and surveillance systems to banks and companies. Opposition critics on the City Council ask why the Prague Tourist Board can't do the same job themselves, and there have also been dark rumours of increases in entrance fees. But ABL rejects all of that, saying the prices will stay the same for the rest of 2009 at least. The trumpeters and historical costumes are not some tacky cheap trick, they say, but a meticulously researched reference to the tower's original purpose as Prague's rudimentary communication system. For some, however, the towers are just part of a much bigger problem.
One private company which is in charge regarding seven towers cannot change nothing, of course.
Tomio Okamura, spokesman of the Association of Czech Tour Operators.
We have to make a promotion of Czech Republic as safety and a kind country. Everybody knows we have great historical monuments. So we need, and we already asked it, Prague City Hall, many times, that we have, first of all, carefully check all the negative matters which is written regarding Prague in the guidebooks. It is thieves, it is taxi, it is exchange office, it is safety problems, and we have to change law to make it better.
The Czech Tourist Board, Czech Tourism, says there have actually been many improvements in the above areas, which have for two decades left some visitors to Prague with less than happy memories. But Filip Remenets, Czech Tourism's head of PR, says it's also partly up to the tourists themselves to do a bit of homework before they come.
You, as a tourist, maybe you should know something more about the destination when you are coming to some city or some country. You should learn something about that, so to read something and find out maybe something about restaurants, some other sites, not only in Prague, but maybe outside Prague, because there are the golf courses, very nice chateaus, castles, maybe half an hour or 1 hour out from Prague.
And as Filip Remenets points out, the pinch being felt by Prague is being felt everywhere in Europe, as more and more people choose to stay home this year.
For example, I got the data from Moscow. They had minus 20% there. In Rome, they had minus 30%. So we have to, let's say, try to find some other ways how to attract the clients. It's very hard, but it's not very hard only for us, but also for other, especially other European cities, because Europe is a difficult tourist market.
To that end, Czech Tourism, the Prague Tourist Board and the Prague City Hall are working together on new initiatives such as the Prague Events Calendar, a website which highlights just 5 or 6 cultural events for tourists from the hundreds on offer. Critics such as Tomio Okamura, however, says the city still needs a comprehensive and effective strategy to make new tourists come and old ones come back again. Until then, it seems he'll have to make do with small innovations, such as town criers in historical costumes and buglers blowing trumpets from the rooftops.